Ayud Beis in Tzidkus HaTzadik. B'tshuva yesh shnei inyanim. There are two aspects to tshuva. Lehabo v'tikun ova. One aspect is to make sure you don't keep doing the avera. That's one level of tshuva. You don't repeat the avera. Don't go back to your old ways. That, Rabbi Tzvi Zilber Petzenberg says, we would know even if you wouldn't have a mitzvah of tshuva. Let's say there would be a mitzvah in tshuva in the Torah, and a person was had his cheeseburgers. So could he keep going and have his cheeseburger because he ate it once? He still has to stop because it says, "Don't eat dal lois v'ashel bosa b'chol levimoy." Right? So that's not in the mitzvah, the special mitzvah of tshuva. That's from each mitzvah sase, mitzvah slos sase. You have to stop. But it's part of tshuva, right? From the ikri at tshuva, you have to stop doing the avera. You can't do tshuva and continue with the avera. So that's one aspect of tshuva. It's the tikkun, the lahabo. That from now on, I'm not going to do it. And then there's the ovar. Obviously, it's much harder to correct the past than it is to fix the future. Like the Ibn Ezra said, he had a poem, a beautiful poem. Ha'ovar ayin. Va'osid adayin. The past, ha'ovar ayin, it's not here anymore. Va'osid, the osid is not here anymore. The past is not here anymore. The osid is not here yet. Ha'ovar ayin. Va'osid adayin, in the future is still not here. Says, what do we have? We have today. We have the yom. We have the day that's in front of us. Doma, he finishes the poem. Ovar ayin, the past is not, but osid adayin, future is not here. Yoma, doma vena moizrim, your money is not going to help you in the end of the days, right? But yomov enam choizrim, and your days don't come back. Now, the present is the ikur, what we have to work with. But tshuva doesn't relate so much to the present as to the future and the past. Interesting mitzvah. V'zeh tamish etzorech shnei dvorim. Taharo ala habo. Person has to be tohor as far as the future is concerned. He has to be clean. He brings in brackets here. That's a tzodek also. B'mei hadas hu toyer tavlin. So the here's a chiddush here. Now you would think that the part of tshuva, this is the tzodek is coming to answer the big kasha here. What do we need a mitzvah in tshuva in the Torah for? The Torah says, "Don't a person's over on the Gilui Arayos." So he has to stop doing Gilui Arayos. Not the mitzvah of tshuva. That's a chiddush of tshuva. So Rabbi Tzvi Zilber Petzenberg says, "Ein achanami." That's mitzvah that you're yoytz the din. You have to stop doing the veiros. It's mitzvah atzmai without the mitzvah of tshuva. Tzodik seems to be saying here a little bit more that to fix the future, you have to do something that you don't come back to the veira. And what you have to do is you have to involve yourself. And what the Gemara says in Kiddushin, Torah Tavlin. Umatzli maveiros lahabo. The Torah, the Gemara says, is magne umatzli. It's magne, it defends you. It's a good defense. It's a protection against yisurim chas v'shalom that might be gzeiros on the person. The Torah is magne umatzli. And it prevents us from doing aveiros in the future. Shamor magzir lemutov. The Gemara says, that the light of Torah will bring you to do good, the right thing. What's the tshuva? If you were accustomed to learning one daf Gemara, so part of the tshuva is learning two daf Gemara. This is not just the tshuva for Bittul Torah. This is the tshuva for everything. If you whatever you learned before you did the Avera, now that you want to do tshuva, you have to increase your Torah. What do you have to increase your Torah for? It's not to increase your zchuyas. The limud Torah that you have to add on is to increase your protection. It's like a person who changed jobs, right? He got life insurance for $1 million. And his premiums were whatever, $100 a month. Now he changed job. He became an airplane pilot. Guess what's going to happen to your premium? It's going to jump, right? You're in a high-risk business. You just did an Avera. Now you're in a high-risk business. You got to increase your premium, too. You need more protection because you're more vulnerable. Once the Avera, lefesa chatas roivitz. Once you make an opening for the Yetzer Hara, it gets even bigger. You become more vulnerable, so you need more protection. You need more protection of Limud Torah. The Kapor, that's Tahara. That's what Tzadok learns, that's a pshat Tahara. To be Torah for the future. The Kapora, Kapora's atonement, Ulesakin Ho'ova, Ulechaper Achet. That fixes up the past. Vual Yedei, Korban, and that's to bring a Korban. Vedugmoso Tfilo Otanis Utsdoka. There are three ways to do it, the Tzadok says. Korban, we don't have a Korban anymore, but instead of Korban, we have Tfilo. Otanis, or you can do Otanis, that's Yisurim. And Tzedaka, that's also a form of Yisurim, you have to give up something. Kaimelon Kapora Loima Kevis. But the Ika Halacha of Tshuva is that to fix up the past is not Li'ikuva. The Tshuva Filu here, Belibo Harei Zitzadi Gomor, like the Gemara says in Kiddushin, that Harei Ad Mekudesh Esli Amanasha Nitzadi Gomor. The guy's a Rosh Gomor till the day. He's a mafia member, card carrying mafia member. He goes up to Lady Harei Ad Mekudesh Esli Amanasha Nitzadi Gomor. To Din is it's a Sophic Kiddushin. Why is it a Sophic Kiddushin? Shema here who Tshuva Beliboy. Maybe he was Mahara Tshuva Beliboy. What do you mean Mahara Tshuva Beliboy? What type of Tshuva are we talking about here? So Reb Tzadok, that's certainly not the past. He's not fixing up the past because he didn't do anything. He didn't bring a Korban. He wasn't Miss Anna. He wasn't Miss Palo. What did he do? Obviously, what we suggest that he may have done is he was Makabal on himself not to do the Chet anymore. I think we did this, but anyway. V'zeu rak l'trumo hamura min achol hagomor liyos al koponim beged tzadik. Now here, it's not clear to me what the tzadik means here. Truma, we know truma is different than kodshim. Truma, you take tevel, regular produce that grows in the ground. Everything grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel. You don't have to be have a big yichus to become truma. All you have to do is grow in Eretz Yisrael and take off the truma. So it comes minachol, that's what I mean. Truma, you separate from everything. It's not kodshim. Truma is not kodshim, even though it's holy, but it's not kodshim. Kodshim requires an act from us, that you have to be makdish something. Truma, you don't have to be makdish the thing you're working with. The thing you're working with is completely whole. It's completely no kedusha at all. When you're meirim from, you're separate off the truma from it, so it becomes holy. Aval kodshim, that's truma. Truma is a lower madrega than kodshim, right? Truma is a lower madrega than kodshim. We see from Chazal, many places in Chazal, that he did more shmiras and more milas in tuma and tara is on kodshim. And truma only makes the shlishi of tuma. Kodshim makes a revib of tuma. Akopani, kodshim is higher than truma, even though it has a certain level. I mean, if you go from makala la kovet, there's chulin. Chulin is just regular stuff. Have, you know, tzimis, cholent. Then you have truma, only kohanim could eat. Then above that is kodshim. Now truma, you could do whatever you want with it if you're a kohen, right? You can eat it all day long. There's no end limit to how much you can eat it. You can feed it to your animals. You can do whatever you want. Kodshim is even higher. Kodshim is even more. Kodshim is only within a certain amount of time. Only certain people can eat it. Generally speaking, zchorim, only males, etc. In Yerushalayim, in the Azora, each one has its own. Didn't kodshim is more choshu. The kodshim aroitzel is kadosh, v'yos kodosh. So gamkin l'rapes akodim. Here's the big chiddush he's saying. There's a difference between to be tohor and to be kodosh. To be tohor, it's enough you stop doing the averus. To be kodosh, you have to fix up the past. That's much more difficult. V'toli zman kabolas ol malchus shamayim betruma. Now remember, we learned the Gemara in Brochos. V'toli zman kabolas ol malchus shamayim betruma. So the Gemara says, when is the beginning of zman kriyashma? Memasai, kari nesashma barvin. What's the answer? Shosha koyin nechnasim nechol betrumasim. Why dafka truma? Why not kodshim? The kapora lo ma'akev the kabola so malchus shamayim. So he says the Gemara imunach. Now Gemara is the chiddush that he's saying here. Kapora lo ma'akev the kabola so malchus shamayim. It's enough that a person is tohor. You don't have to be miskaper. It's enough you're tohor. It's enough that you're going to fix yourself from now on What does that mean? Practically, when you say Kriya Shema, let's say the person just got Esav, came back, Minasoda. Oyev, he's tired. What did he do? Gil Rayas, Shvichus Domim, Avoida Zora. He did all those horrible Averas, right? They come in and it's time for Mariv. And he can sit with 100% sincerity and say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. As long as a minute before Kriya Shema, he said, well, that was pretty bad what I did today. I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to do that. As long as a person could have a horrible chas v'shalom, I'm not saying you're allowed to. It's even in a case, if a person had a horrible day and he was over on Averas, but he's perfectly fit for Kriya Shema, as long as he makes a decision that he's willing to stop doing the Avera. That's why it's totally in Truma. That's why the Zman Kriya Shema depends on the Zman Achilas Truma. Achilas Truma is not the highest level of Kedusha. It's a lower level of Kedusha. That's all that's required. Kriya Shema, the Hainu Torah. Now he says another Chiddush here, then four words, you got a whole other Chiddush here. What's the Maila of Kriya Shema? What's the Maila of Kriya Shema? It's Divrei Torah. Teach these words. Which words? Literally speaking, we're talking about the words of the Torah. But we learn the Torah Shabbat Be'el teaches us, Chazal teaches us, and that's Parshas Kriya Shema. Parshas Kriya Shema is just another parsha in the Torah. Like the Gemara says in the Dorim, that if a person... A person says Kriya Shema Arvis v'Shachris. As long as he says Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis, he's Yotze Din Talmud Torah. It's a Din Talmud Torah. So that's what he's saying. O Malchus Shemayim, person mekabel on himself. O Malchus Shemayim, through his Limud Torah. Kedepirsh Rashi Shom Reish Brochos B'Shem Yerushalmi B'Menochos Ayin Shom. That the Gemara says over the Omer Rabbi Yoichanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. You're not allowed to tell this to an Amma Oretz, that you can be Yotze Kriya Shema Shachris and Arvis, because then it'll be Miayish from ever learning. You'll never learn anything. He says, I'm doing fine the way I am. So here he's bringing just a raya that what Kriya Shema is just a focused, it's a fixed limud Torah that we have, Yom V'Laylo. That's a fixed, but it's limud Torah. Ularosha Omar Elokim Malucho Lesaper Chukai. Like a Rosha, that's also from a Rosha. What do we say to a Rosha? A Rosha, you can't speak. Well, Rosha gets up, he wants to give a Shir Kloli in Kiddushin and Shlichas. So you kick him out of the base midrash. Why? Because it's the Dovid Melech said, Malucho Lesaper Chukai. If you're Russia, you're not allowed to. You're speaking words of Torah. You don't hold from Torah Bichlal. You're going to speak the words of Torah. So there's a pircha. What Rabbi Tzadok is showing you, there's a pircha between Avera and Torah. You can't have Torah with Averas. But when you apply Torah to the person's willing to be Mekayim Torah, so that person that's enough for Torah. As long as you're not a Russia, what he's trying to show him, as long as you're not a Russia, you're shaykh to Torah. Russia means right now. The minute you decide that you're not going to do a Averus anymore, that's a Tzadik Gomu. And a person could stand in front of Hashem and say, I'm accepting your yoke. B'en Shem, I accept the O Malchus Shemayim. But the Gemara adds on, right? What do you need? You need the sun should set. You need Seisel Kehovim. The day passed that you were Tomei. Now it's a new day. It says, Bo HaShemesh. What does it say in the Pasuk? V'toher. Bo HaShemesh V'toher. The Pasuk that we learned that from says, Bo HaShemesh. It's a new day now. V'toher. You're Toher now. Now you're ready to accept the Rabbeinu Shalom's yoke. Right now a new day is coming. That's called Toher. Ze Shinui Zman. That's a change in time. Yesterday was one deal. Today's a new deal. Al derech shekosav Rambam b'shinu Hashem. Kloymer eini oimed asher boiser zman ugvul ka'eshin itmesh. The Rambam says there's a few things that help a person do tshuva. One of them is the Gemara says Shinu Hashem. What does it mean, Shinu Hashem? You change your name. My name was Mordechai Yitzchak until now. I'm going to take Chaim Yanko. Baruch Hashem. Avek, all averes are gone. No problem. Every day I'll change my name. A little complicated with your driver's license, but listen, it's a good deal. So the Rambam says, that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is, Kloy ma'ani acher. I'm not the same person that did those averes. I'm in a completely different state of mind. I have a different identity. I used to be a Roidef Momon or a Roidef Tivus. I used to just, one thing was in my mind, just Tivus. Just the guy couldn't get out of his mind. He chased money his whole life. I told you the story about this in the Brochashir, about the big Dvir who was covered from, and he covered eating the Torah and everything else. And he didn't tell the whole story. Maybe we should tell the whole story. So quickly, Rav Scheinberg came to England once. It was recently. And his grandson, Moshe Altusky, put together a group of Gvirim, very wealthy businessmen. They should come and have like brunch or lunch or whatever it was with Rav Scheinberg. And obviously they should give lots of money to the yeshiva. So there was one of the Gvirim, one of the wealthy persons that was there, who a little bit, how should we say, had a inflated image of himself. Thought because he's such a hot shot and so much money, look, he gets invited to sit with the breakfast of Rav Scheinberg. His whole attitude, to put it in French, stunk. So Moshe Altusky paid attention to this. It was really, really terrible arrogance. And finally, he couldn't take it anymore. There was a few comments that he made, and then the ways his whole behavior. So Moshe Altusky couldn't take it anymore. He told him, he says, Pliny, whatever the guy's name was, says, Pliny, so you should be ashamed of yourself. You should be ashamed of yourself. You should be getting down on your hands and knees in front of the Rosh Hashiva. You think you're riding on such a high horse. You think you're so choshuv. You should be mevatel yourself completely in front of the Rosh Hashiva. So Scheinberg turned to Moshe Altusky and he said, didn't talk to the Gvir. Of course, he knew what was going on. Rabbi turned to Moshe and says, Moshe, you shouldn't yell at him. What are you yelling at the guy for? There's only three ways he's going to understand what you want to tell him. Either you explain it to him, the Cheshivas, the godless of Torah, the godless of Atam Tochim. Explain it to him. Maybe he doesn't know it. First thing. Or he himself, through his own Limud Torah, he comes to the awareness of the Geshmak Torah, the Cheshivas Torah, the godless of Atam Tochim, from his own Limud Torah. Or Chas V'Shalom, something bad will happen in his life, and he'll have to come to the Talmud Chochem for a broch, and then he'll see the Koyach of Torah. So this Gvir was a little bit offended. He goes, I don't learn. So he said, Al Bereb, then he turned to the Rosh Hashiva. He said, Bereb, he says, I learn, I'm Kaveitim Latorah, morning and night. So he said, Scheinberg turned to me and says, Nish genug lernen Torah. It's not enough to learn Torah. Medach lernen Torah. You have to live Torah. So this previous J.A., right, his whole life turned around. He became the biggest chassid of Rav Scheinberg. He said, they take the Sefer Torah out of the Oran Kodesh. He wants to go up and hug it and kiss it. He's madam in his mind that it's Rav Scheinberg. His whole life changed. He understood that it's not a kaveitim, like we spoke about at the Kiddush. A person can do technically exactly what it says in the Torah, and you're way off. You can be way off, of course. A person all of a sudden changes his derech. Right, that's I'm a different person. The Bamsh person can become over in a second. The person can become a different person. That's what the Rambam knows the Pshat is in Shinu Shem. I'm not holding. I can't believe that was me. But you don't have to actually change your name. You can keep your driver's license. Huh? That's Shinu Shem. Says the Pshatik, there's an idea of also Shinu Zman. The same Mahalach in Shem, there's an idea of Shinu Zman, that when the day is over at Tzeisa Kochavim, the beginning of the new day, the end of the previous day, the beginning of the day, it's a shinu, it's a complete shinu. Just like a shinu, like we have this change of identity. A person could be in a different place in his own attitude towards himself. The zman, we spoke about last night, about the zman, the mitzias of the zman, is mishtana completely. A new day is completely, the nayazah, completely new thing. What happened before is not mechayiv, that what I am right now is kavua, it's fixed, it's not fixed by what happened previously. It's a different time. And that's why the connection between Kriya Shema and Truma is, for Truma you need Hari of Shemesh. It's not enough that you went to the mikveh. You need a new day. All right, Tanaya Tog, new day. Now I can begin again. Yesterday doesn't weigh me down. I'm not in the same, it's like a new dimension. I'm not in the same dimension of time as the one that I was in when I was Tomei. A different dimension of time. And that becomes Tohar. That's Tohar. I'm in a different place right now. It could be, says Reb Tzadok, that it was the day that caused me to sin. In other words, there was like the Maral explains, what's so bad about Tisha B'Av? What a horrible day, right? Everything bad happens on Tisha B'Av. Why? Why does everything bad happen on Tisha B'Av? Because there is the day is like Chevron, Shechem. Shechem, Chazal says, is a mokum muchan lepuranis, the place where there's tzoras. That till today. Don't get near Shechem, because Shechem is muchan from the times of Chazal, from the times of Avraham Avinu, Yaakov Avinu. You see, Shechem is a makom muchan lepuranis. It's just horrible things happen there. Just like there's places, as the Maral, that are muchan lepuranis, the dangerous places, Bermuda Triangle, right? I don't know. There are places that have in inherent sakonas in them. So too, there is manim, the Maral that have inherent sakonas in them. So what's my kamashmalan? So you have to be careful. You have to be careful. You're going into a place that's so you want to go through Death Valley in the summer, bring a lot of water, right? Take precautions. Bring an air conditioner too. If you're going to go through a zman that's kosher, you have to know. You have to be more zor. That's what we're very careful on Tisha B'Av, not to, you don't hit your children and things like that. Zman mesukan, you're careful. So too, Reb Tzadok says, the day, it could be yesterday, I was choyte, because there was a sakon in the day, there was more nisyonis in that day. I have a different nisyon every day. So what happened? Mada hava. V'shimsha memela orva yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The difference between the changing of the name and the changing of the day is that the Rebbeinu Shlomo is machlif hazmanim. Maybe that's the reason why we say every night at Ma'ariv. Avraham asked me once, "What is Shani Ma'ariv Arovim?" But we don't say machlif hazmanim u'mesadus hakochovim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is machlif hazmanim, v'shekoyach. Why do we have to know that? Hashem is machlif hazmanim. I'd like to have a watch here. I have a clock. It tells me every second that goes by. It tells me. No, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, all that clock does is keep going back again and again to the same numbers. But the Rebbeinu Shlomo is machlif es hazmanim. U'mesadu es hakochovim. The Rebbeinu Shlomo brings new times. It's a completely different metzias. Yesterday, today is a different metzias completely. Now Reb Tzadok is very cryptic here. What is Reb Tzadok saying here? But the Gemara says that even though a person does everything that he needs to do to be a tzaddik, he goes to the Beis Midrash and he learns Torah and he learns Musar, etc., etc. But ilulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei Nu Yochol, if you don't have the Siyata Dishmaya, if you don't have a special help from Hashem, you're not going to win. You need Siyata Dishmaya. Reb Tzadok is bringing from this Gemara, that's just the change of a day is an element of Siyata Dishmaya. That Hashem is machlif as hazmanim. It's like it's as if you have you're going through a course, right? And you get an accumulative grade every day. You get another piece of your grade, right? Another percentage of your grade comes from every day's performance. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo doesn't work like that. The Rebbeinu Shlomo every day has a separate grade. Every day there's a separate thing. The Rebbeinu Shlomo takes yesterday and says, all right, yesterday's finished. Now with a new maaseh, blank slate. Machlif says man, Bershim gives us a chesed, and yesterday's metzius is not kaveh today's reality. Right, this is connected with the next piece, Yud Gimel. Hazman mukav miyom v'layla. Every day has a day and a night. Ulechein, v'chein chayi odom, or v'choshech. So too, in life, there's times of light and times of darkness. Oyle v'yored, there's aliyas, there's yiridas. Ki adu maimer bal shem tov al apostle sheva yipol tzadik v'kom. This is a very interesting piece. He doesn't quote exactly what the Baal Shem Tov says. I just assume that what he's about to say is connected, or perhaps the exact thing that the Baal Shem Tov was trying to explain. Ki shiva yomim hu shavua echo. We know 7 days is 1 week. V'achar kachoyzin oison shiva yimei yomim cholilo. Afterwards, it's the same 7 days that come back. That's a little bit of a stira to the sure, previous mind with Hashem. Is machlif is mine. We'll get to that. So, in other words, that it says in the pasuk, "Shiva yipol tzadik v'kom." Tzadik falls 7 times, and then he gets up. So it seems that the Baal Shem Tov, one of the pshatim in that pasuk, is that the shiva Yipol Tzadik, the 7 are the 7 days of the week. It could be a week went by. But come, it's good. You have a new chance right now. Now you can have another 7 days. V'omnam Gam beisa choishech tzorich or halavana or koychovin. If I hesitate to say this because I didn't see it anywhere, it seems that there's a piece missing here. Sometimes there are pieces missing. Ksav yad, maybe it wasn't shalim. Like v'omnam, it starts with v'omnam. Gam beisa choishech tzorich or halavana or koychovin. Seems that there's a piece missing here, but let's take it as it is. It says Absalik at night. All right, so we know there's a day and a night, and the 7 days are just a repetition. Every 7 days a repetition. Benjamin brings back again of the week, and again another week, and again another week. At night, so let's look at now, he looks just at night. At night, there's Choshech, but there's also the Levana and the Kechovim, that they give light. Dinami or hu kedisa reish psochim. Everything that Psalik grows is mamash. It's a Gemara, a Midrash, all Maduk in Chazal. How do you know that the Levana and the stars are called light? Kedisa reish psochim. Like it says in the beginning, the sugyas in the Gemara and Psochim, that's also called light. Veloshia choshuk gomer. In other words, when there's night, the Rebbe Shem makes sure it's never complete darkness. You could have, theoretically, the Rebbe Shem could have created the world in a way that there'd be no light at all at night. Uveveso itzorich or haner mitzvah or Torah. So we'll try and understand what he's saying here. It's obviously extremely cryptic here. So in your house, you need a candle. Outside, you have the Levana and the Kerchovim. If you're outside, you have some light from the moon and the stars. But it's not enough. You go inside of your house and you need a candle. You need to add on to the light in the nighttime. So that's a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah. Because it says in the pasuk, right? Kiner mitzvah v'torah or. Torah is like the light, it's like the sun. And the mitzvahs are like a candle. Kiner mitzvah, it's like a candle. And Torah is like light. That's what it says. V'or Torah. Shemesh u'mogin Hashem zeh u'torah l'shem shemayim. The light of Torah on the highest level is like the sun, and that's Torah l'shem shemayim, b'behirus hakor l'shem shemayim. That when a person has complete clarity of Malchus Shemayim in the world, v'zeh o'av k'tzeis Hashemesh, that's why Chazal say, those who love Hashem, it's likened to the sunrise, u'matzdikei harabim k'kochovim. However, those who bring merit to the community, Those people, mezakeh other people to do mitzvahs, the guy who stands in the corner and says, come on, put on tefillin today, they're like kochovim. They're not like the sun, they're like kochovim. Because it's a mitzvah. They're getting people to do mitzvahs. Mitzvahs is only a ner, it's only a candle. Mitzvah is a small light. It's the kochovim. It's the stars, it's the moon. Torah is like the shemesh. Torah is like the or that's up in the sky in the daytime. Shalom din Torah, nigla l'rabim. Upirusha, now that was a parenthetical explanation here of the difference between mitzvah and Torah. But now let's connect it back with what he's saying. In your house at night, you need the light. That means a mitzvah. Pirusha, now it goes. So Pirusha, what does that mean? Beveisoi bechadre lavovei. In your house, you need a candle, right? Dikas chometz, right? You need a candle. You go, even though it's night and there's light from the outside, but in the house, you need a candle. There's not enough light in the room from the stars and the moon to penetrate the house. You need a candle. What is that meramis to? The chadri levavoi or ner yofa lebedika. If you want to get deep into yourself, into your heart, you want to search what's going on inside of your heart, you need an or that's good for checking. Sha'or shebi'isa ha'tomim b'chorinu v'sdakin. Because there's chometz inside the crevices. That's in the house. You guys come, it's in the crevice. You need a light of a candle to get in there. So if you want to check those places, you need the light. Here's the Chiddush he's saying. Now, the halacha is that if you want to check for chometz, you got to do a dafket at night. Because in the daytime, it's a weird thing. I don't know exactly how to explain it. Maybe somebody knows physics. That it doesn't help so much. Use a flashlight in the daytime, it doesn't help. Use a nighttime, it does help. It's a kal v'chomer. It should work. She'll work as much in the daytime, at least as much as the daytime, as the nighttime. The Gemara says, no. The Shraga Batira Maimane, a light, a candle in the middle of the daytime doesn't help a klal. Dafka in the choshech, dafka when it's dark, then the light of the ner is effective. Shaz or ner meir. Masha'in kim b'yom, ein meir. In the daytime it doesn't. The shraga b'tiro mayahane. Skip that. Ayin the b'yushalmi resh p'sochim. The b'yom avamokom choshech ein meir kol kach. In the daytime, even if it's a darkened place, it doesn't help so much. Klomer bizman shashem shemaim nigle al koponim al pnei ha'olam kodin. Bizman shashem shemaim nigle al kol pnei ha'olam kodin. Means bistom, it means the man, a human being. Ein ner mitzvah choshev leklum. That is when Akadosh Baruch Hu's metzias is so clear to everybody, even to the smallest person, so the light of the mitzvah is not so choshev. So what's the chiddush? You're doing what the Rebbeinu Shem says. I mean, the Rebbeinu Shem is right in front of you. Everything is clear. Everything is borrowed. What's the chiddush of the mitzvah? V'yod yochel ibdo kol amine chimutz mesid ke'ad levovo ad mokim shiyodo magaz. V'asha mevatla belibo. So what are we talking about here? So we're talking about dafka at night. Dafka at night, when there's not full clarity, because there's only kochovim and only the levona. When they are at a time, when a person's in a time of choshech, he doesn't have the same clarity that he usually has, like Olam Hazeh, when we don't have the clarity that we need. Or if he wants to get to a place that there's choshech, what does it mean, a place that there's choshech? Chadrei Levavoi. You want to get deep into your heart, penetrate deep into your heart to pull out the cobweb, so to speak, clean out the litter that's deep inside, the psolus that's inside, the sa'or shebi'isa, the leavening that's inside the heart. For that, you need a ner. You need a ner to get in there. You won't finish the process. You're never going to finish the process. Sashar mevatla b'libo v'dayah. Now the Gemara says, what do you do about b'dikas chomets? You do, maybe you miss something. Maybe you miss something in the b'dika. The rest you mevatla. Deloy chazisi, all the comments I didn't see, lehevi hefker ka'afredar. I'm a vatalit, should be like hefker, like afredar, should be like the dirt of the ground. That's enough. Midaraisa, that's enough. Midaraisa is, I'm a vatal, the chomets, I don't give it any chashivas, I don't want anything to do with it, that's enough. Vino ha'shemesh mitar zman hayom. But night, that's at night. But the light of the sun, that's mitar zman hayom. That lights up the day. Vashlomas atara kasher yarev shimsho kedisa v'brochus. So the light of the daytime, that takes care of the daytime. That's something like the mashal that he said before. The light of the daytime is the light of Torah. That's limud Torah. Vashlomas atara, the fixing up of the Torah, kasher yarev shimsho kedisa v'brochus. The finishing of the Torah of the day is when the sun goes down. If it wouldn't be, this is an interesting word to say, you know why the sun goes down? Because that's the time that Kodesh Baruch Hu created for Tara. That's Matara, that from that day, from that moment on, the day is finished, and you become Tor. As long as the person didn't finish his job of Tara, so they'll be saying like this, that the two periods, the period of day and the period of night, is a mashal for us. It's not only a metzias, but it's a mashal for us, that there are two aspects of our tara. One aspect of our tara is to get deep into the heart, the place where there's choshech, and to make a bedika there. And the way we make a bedika is with the ner mitzvah. That's how mitzvahs help us, to get deep into the heart, to penetrate inside the difficult places to see. You don't get everything like that. Mevato b'libo. The rest, you don't have to worry about. It's enough that you don't want anything to do with the chometz, and already it's considered not your chometz. It's enough that I don't want anything to do with the averus of the past, and it's I don't have to worry about it anymore. Maybe I'm not yet I don't have yet a kapora ala ovar. It could be that I'm not yet on the level of a kodesh, what he calls a kodesh before. but at least I'm from this point on I'm clean. I don't have to worry about bayiroi bayimotze if I took care of my chometz. But there are times when there's light of daytime. In other words, when a person, it's not enough. It's not enough just the ner mitzvah. You need the or of Torah also. That's from the daytime. In the daytime you have this huge light, that's a moshel for Torah. And that's part of the Torah. Obviously a huge part of the Torah is the Isik of Torah, like you said before. That's the Isik of the Torah. So he said the sunset, when the day is finished, Hashlomas HaTara, Kasher Yarev Shimshod, but he says that the finishing of the Torah is only when the sun sets. And that's the time for bdika. That's the time when we check, right? The person was oisik in Torah the whole day. So he was oisik in Torah the whole day. And then comes the evening. That's his man bdikas chometz. It has to take the ner of the mitzvah. And he has to be boidik, b'chadri lovovoy, and with that he becomes tohor. So it's a seder of avoida, he's saying here. That a person wants to become clean from his aveiros, you have to use the different times that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. The Esek HaTorah of the daytime, which brings us to a certain level of Tara, but the Kapora is not finished. There's still a Kapora that you need, and that comes Leis Erev, when the day is over, like we see by all the people who were Tomei. All the people who are Tomei, when did they become Tohor, completely Tohor for Kodshim? Harav Shemesh, when the day finishes. When the old day is finished, and the new day begins. It's like Rabbi Haber was talking about the other day, this one moment, this one second, right? When thing changes from Torah to from Tomei to Torah, from Chol to Kodesh. It's not exactly like that, according to what Rabbi Tzadik is saying. It's not exactly like that. The Torah process, the second that he becomes Torah, the Tomei becomes Torah at night, when the sun sets at night, is really just the Hashloma, it's the finishing of a process of the Torah that started during the daytime. So he's saying here also that our limud Torah, that we said, like you said before, if a person wants to fix up the future, has to be oisik in Torah. From this point on, he needs the protection of Torah. That's going to make him tohor for the future. But even that Torah is not finished until the Eis Erev, until he gets into the night. And at night, you need a different koyach. At night, the koyach of the night, you need the koyach of the ner. You need a penetrating light. It's like, you know, the Torah is like the sun, but it's not a penetrating light, you need a laser beam. The ner mitzvah, the mitzvah is like a laser beam focused where you focus it on the place that's hardest to get to, that's deep inside the heart. So what I think he's saying here is that there are two aspects of this Tara, and we're not talking about Kapora, we're not talking about becoming a Kodesh yet. We're talking about just Tara, just reaching the level that you're fixing up the future. So you have to have tremendous amount of Torah that's general. In general, you need the Koch of Torah to lighten up, to bring the Malchus Shemayim into your life, to see things with more clarity. But that's not the complete Tara yet. The complete Tara comes when you focus some of that light, a specific aspect of the light, like the mitzvah. What's a mitzvah? It's a specific aspect of Torah. What's a Torah? Torah is all the mitzvahs. You're studying all the mitzvahs. So if you take some of the focused light of the Torah and you focus it on the heart, that's the finishing, that's the completion of the Tara. That's why it says, Uvo Hashemesh v'toher. Once the Shemesh is down, it says, now you got to focus that special light that you have, a chadri lavofo. Ah, you didn't finish yet because your past is still maybe less than sterling. Hashem avata v'libo v'daya. The rest you don't have to worry about. The rest you don't have to worry about. What did I do in the past? Okay, great. Today was great. Today, you know, I was oisik in Torah and I was mekabel myself not to do veiros anymore, and I looked deep into my heart to figure out what's causing these sins, etc. What about everything? I'm still not there. A person does what his koichas are, and then beyond that, you don't have to worry. Let's do just one more piece because it's connected. Or even in the daytime, sometimes there are clouds that interfere with the light. They don't cause darkness, there's just not enough light. Those are good. Why? Because if you look at the sun, ain't of chaos, your eyes will become dim. Opposite of the sun, right? You look at your eyes, you look at the sun, your eyes will become dim. Also the cloud cover comes and it's cooler. What do we see by Nodav and Aviyu? That their islavus, they were so mislav, in their avodas Hashem that they were consumed by it. They got too close to the fire. Hashem covers the sky with clouds. Thank you. Hashem does everything. And he brings rain, the same pasuk. And he prepares the rain for the ground. Says through those clouds comes the rain, and through the rain comes a new growth in the ground. That rain is only good if it comes at the right time. Sometimes you get a bad cloud. That it's a hot day, you get thunderstorms. You know, one of the most powerful forces in nature, a thunderstorm. Shugmara Maise, the Mechuna Ksira, Kmoshombo Beso Perakama, the Bovakama, Kmoshukasavi Mokamache. Here it's not so clear what he means here, but he said there's a very powerful cloud, it was something like a cloud burst, a thunderstorm. And that happens usually in the summer. It says, B'eis Gmara Ksira, that's when you finish your Maise. That's when you finish the ma'aser. That's called tzira. The harvest is, right? Harvest comes in Eretz Yisrael in the summer. When the harvest comes, so what it means here? When you finish the ma'aser mitzvah, so we know just like in the summer, there you can have these horrible thunderstorms and a flood. You can have flash floods, everything. It's because when you finish the ma'aser mitzvah, there's a tremendous sakona when you finish the ma'aser mitzvah, because then the person can think, you get a little gaiva. What did I do? What did I do? There's another nisoyan. He's just bringing this as in passing here. There's a whole other nisoyan after you finish your avoda. There's a nisoyan before you start your avoda. There's a nisoyan while you're in the middle of the avoda. And this maybe the biggest nisoyan is after you finish your avoda. What do you do with it now? How do you look at yourself and how do you look at other people? So one of the sakonas of the avoda in avoda Hashem is that you look at other people in lower esteem than you did before, because you just elevated yourself. It's like a person goes up in a plane. The higher you go up, the smaller the people underneath you look. That's a huge nisayon in avodas Hashem. He's alluding to that. That's an onan ra. That's this type of rain. That's not the one we're looking for. But what he's speaking about here, he says sometimes there are times when it's not so clear. Our avodas Hashem is losing some of its brilliance. It's losing some of its. We don't feel like we're performing to the highest degree. We feel like we became stale a bit, right? That's like the light is not so clear anymore. And those times could be the preparation for a whole new level in avodas Hashem. A person shouldn't be disturbed or thrown off by times when the avodas Hashem is not with the same clarity, not with the same what we call bren, not with the same fire. For two reasons. One is too much fire. Look what happened to Nodav and Avihu. Secondly, you see the way the Rebbein Shalom is Masada of the world. Amechase Shemayim Bo'ovim Hameichin Motor Lo'oretz. Hameichin Lo'oretz Motor. That when there's a chatzitza, where there's an interference in our avodas Hashem, and the light coming through, that is the preparation for a new koach atzmicha. How long it takes is a different question, but you have to be patient. In avodas Hashem, you have to be patient. A person could go sometimes hours or days or weeks, or could even be months before he gets a new hisarus. But you have to hold on during that period of time. You have to hold on tight.